Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And welcome into the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sean Carey with you. Steve on his way into the Sunbury Motors studio as we speak. Sunbury Motors, Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummelsworth. And of course, our Friday edition of the show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury. So you got folks coming over tonight, tomorrow, anytime over the holiday weekend. You need to be stocked up on the beverages you love. Great lineup of beer, imports, domestics, microbrews, and of course, with the beverages, got to get the snacks. Stock up on the chips, the peanuts, the pickle bar, too, available. And if you have quite a few cases that you need to pick up, of course, they'll conveniently take them right out to the car for you. Thanks to Corey and the crew for being with us all year long. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury.
Got that right.
You betcha. All right.
Absolutely. Oh, looking forward to another great year with Corey and the gang.
They're locked in. They're ready.
I know. We're proud to say they are. Well, they've been with us since day one, practically. Mm-hmm. Sunbury Motors has been with us since day one. Purdy Insurance has been with us since day one. Brewers Outlet came on board quickly. It wasn't very long till they came on board. Just absolutely fortunate to be associated with such, I mean, all of them, such great people.
Well, they love what we do. We love what they do. There's a mutual admiration for both, so it's just win-win all around.
All right, now let's get to the lose-lose all around. How was the holiday party?
Pretty good. Yeah, not bad. Spilled over a little bit after 2 o'clock. Yeah. It was a fun time. You were sorely missed. And I mean that when I say that.
Yeah, people were sore about what I was saying.
Jamie did get a kick out of the message that you recorded for us. She loved that. She didn't. When I brought that up to her, she did not walk out of the conference room. So I just want to make that. clear.
Well, I hope she got a good laugh out of
she
it.
She did. She did.
Do you have it?
Do I have it? Yeah, I can pull it. Yeah, let me find it real quick. I can find it.
Some people can hear
it's air. It's arable. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not what you think. It's arable.
Oh, I mean, no, everything sure. We do is arable. Yeah. I don't think I've ever done anything here. It's ever never not.
Luckily, I saved it here. This should be it. Here we go. Okay. All right.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. After being bagged by the company on the afternoon party, I'm still going to show up today and throw the heavy innings like I always do. 3 to 5, News Radio 1070, WKOK. Happy holidays. I recorded that specifically for Jamie yesterday after the show. I said, now, Sean, let's have a little fun with this. I said, so I'll record that, and then you play it back for her later.
I emailed it to her, and I didn't get a reply back, so I wanted to double check. I wanted to make sure she got it.
She says, why do I work so hard for an individual like that?
Like us.
And then I got a picture of the suit. that you sent to me. Did you see my text reply?
That was awesome. I showed it to Drew, and he about fell out of his chair. Well, Alicia Taylor from down the hall from 94KX and 100.9 The Valley, she got these virtual reality glasses from Samsung, and they were
tested. Oh, really?
That's what the suit had on. Those were Samsung virtual reality glasses where you attach your Samsung Galaxy smartphone to it.
And really?
It's really intense. Yeah, I didn't try it, but pretty much everyone else in the room did. They thought it was really cool. You can, like, it's kind of like you're on a roller coaster, but you're not actually on it. It's pretty intense.
So he has a picture of the suit with that on, with all the holiday lights around his neck. And so I sent a reply, which you can relate. I think I wrote, I said, well, that screams happy holidays.
Yeah.
And then dot, dot, dot in Haiti.
I sent that to Roger also. You'll know his reply. You'll love this one too. And then he goes, and to all a good night.
Oh, my goodness. Now, we have a series of shows coming up next week. We're going to be off on Monday. And you can argue we've been off on every Monday for years, but we're actually physically going to be off on Monday. Tuesday, we're going to be carrying the Penn State Northwestern Big Ten basketball opener, which is going to be a 3:00 tip and a 2:30 airtime. But then we'll be back Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And on those shows, we're going to have Frank Bodani, York Daily Record, Audrey Snyder from DK Sports, Lou Prado on Penn State's history with the Rose Bowl, all on those shows next week. All right, so I'm looking forward to that. And that's going to be a lot of fun getting them on board to talk about the Rose Bowl. So we're going to do that. All those guests are coming up next week. So we've been, and the bonus is that Sean has been doing a great job of trying to work on getting Greg McElroy on the show. Former Alabama quarterback, now former Jets quarterback, now an announcer. He'll be working the game on ESPN Radio from Pasadena. Of course, we'll be carrying the game here on the Penn State Sports Network that day. And I have not seen. Have you selected your play-by-play call of the day?
I have.
What did you select?
Merrill Reese from last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
It was pick six.
You know what today is, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is the 44th anniversary.
Yes.
Of the Immaculate Reception.
Franco. French Fuqua.
On Jack Ham's birthday.
Oh, that's right. It is Hammer's birthday.
Oh, believe me, I know.
He doesn't look a day over 50. He doesn't look a day over 55.
Oh, no. Jack is in incredible shape. Jack says, how did you remember my birthday? I said, well, I said the billboard on Route 22. I said the plane with the banner on the back that I saw on I-99.
Time stops in Johnstown, man. Come on.
Well, no. The Hammer is not in Johnstown right now.
He's out west. Jack, already. Correct?
Jack is currently in Carmel.
Nice.
Having drinks with the Eastwoods. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. It is so great to have you with us. And I know Hanukkah begins tomorrow evening at sundown, 6:00. And, of course, tomorrow's Christmas Eve. Company had a little holiday get-together today and did so with great joy without me. Made me feel so wanted.
We're sorely missed.
Nice cover-up by you.
Yes.
Smooth on your part.
Thank you.
We're going to have today Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report on the show. Next week, Frank Podani, Audrey Snyder, Lou Prado. Okay. And they'll all be part of next week's shows. And it looks like the door is open to getting Greg McElroy as well because of, as usual, Sean's outstanding efforts. The Steelers have a huge game coming up on Sunday. I mean, this is an all-the-marbles game. I mean, that's what it is. It's an all-the-marbles game. Actually, their path to getting the playoffs is not that great if they lose it, you know. Have you noticed that?
This is true. I mean, so a lot is on the line, but if they win out, control their own destiny, they can definitely lock in possibly as high as a number three seed. I mean, shakes out.
And the Eagles were outstanding last night. That was really quite a performance by Philadelphia. And, you know, everybody knows I'm a Giants fan. And Eli did not play well last night. And he didn't play well because the Eagles, made him not play well. So.
Oh, it just goes back to what you and Kim Jones were talking about here on the show a week and a half ago.
Right. No question. Well, this is just a great time of the year. You know what? I guess there's a bowl game going on right now, right?
Old Dominion, Eastern Michigan. Yes.
Yeah, I did not send a text, and I should have sent a text. So that's actually on me to my good friend Matt Shepard. Matt's the play-by-play voice of Michigan basketball, but he's also the play-by-play voice of Eastern Michigan football. And actually, it's turning into a pretty good game. Third quarter at 17-14, Old Dominion. Armed Forces Bowl is at 4:30, Louisiana Tech Navy. Down in Fort Worth. That's not bad.
Yep. All four of us in our bowl picks picked La Tech.
We did. Mm-hmm. Because of Navy's injuries.
Yes.
If Navy is not injured, you know, with especially a quarterback, I picked Navy to win, but not in this case. And Ohio takes on Troy tonight in the Dollar General Bowl.
I was the only one that took Ohio in that one.
Yeah, no. So, you guys throwing stuff in the back?
Yeah, they're having some fun. Yeah, Wakeman and the girls are having some fun down the hall.
Well, if Wakeman's having fun, then okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because, okay, is she still doing the news hour tonight?
Yes.
So the news hour starring Jennifer Wakeman, written by Jennifer Wakeman, delivered by Jennifer Wakeman and featuring Jennifer Wakeman coming up at 5.
Bringing it into the holiday. Absolutely.
And this will be the last night with Santa, correct?
Correct.
Ooh, the magic radio. The pressure's on. I know you put in a good word. I've heard nothing.
I did. You're clear. You're good.
I only had one wish for Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have them bring the holiday party to me.
That part I left out. Sorry.
You got to give me credit. There's some timing that goes with this. With this routine.
I'm going on my 10th month. We're getting the timing down. We're way beyond the probational period here.
I deliver the little timing lines. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, and then my brother's going to be on the final half hour today. I already gave him his gift, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Now, when I went up to Connecticut last month to do the basketball games at Mohegan Sun, right around when I was doing the football game at Rutgers. And
casino stipend?
No. I gave him a book.
Oh, nice.
I gave him Lou Prado's 100 Things Penn State Fans Should Do Before They Die. And you've heard my standard joke about that book, haven't you?
I have not heard that.
Well, in the book, Jack Ham, justifiably, is chapter 33. He's number 33.
Okay.
I said, what's interesting to me is that when he's combined with me, listen to Steve and Jack, I said, Jack falls to 82. I said, when he's there by himself, he's 33. They combine it with me, he's now chapter 82. That's a standard joke I usually tell with that every time I introduce Lou in his book. And Lou will be on the show next week, by the way. That's going to be a lot of fun. He's going to talk about Penn State's first Rose Bowl trip back in 1923, the 1922 season. They went out by train, but how the bid came about, how people found out about the bid, is a fascinating story. And Lou will talk about that and much more next week. Audrey Snyder on what this has meant, Frank Bodani, York Daily Record, possibility of Greg McElroy next week. So we have 3 days next week. We're going to put the most into the 3 days. I can tell you that right now. Be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Now, the Steelers are going to play Sunday. The Eagles were great last night. Malcolm Jenkins played a superior game. He was the best player in the field last night. And Wentz showed some Randall Cunningham's type of escapability last night. How about that?
Yeah, but what'd you think about Doug Peterson put him into block after he came back from concussion protocol?
That part didn't light me up too much. Now, I will say this. There's a lot of complaints about the call, the no call with Sterling Shepard. But you know what? The officials called that game the same way all night. That's why I have no problem with that. They called the game like that all night. So that's why I have no issue with it at all. Great win for the Eagles. Played with a lot of guts and a lot of pride last night. The Dallas Cowboys said thank you. We're brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It is December 23rd. Now, do you need me to tell you to stock up for the holidays? Do you need me to tell you? Well, then I'm going to. I have two words. I want you to remember these two words. I want them ingrained in your mind. Brewers Outlet. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, has the best selection of beer, imports, domestics, microbrews, wine coolers, which are always great at the holidays, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The bags are right there at the register. And the pickle bar, second to none. I love the dills, the barrels, but they have a wide selection there as well. Everything that you need for the holidays right there at Brewers Outlet Reagan. People love to snack. They love to enjoy a beverage. Right, while they're watching games or having people over, having some laughs, watching It's a Wonderful Life, exchanging suit stories, whatever it may be. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And so proud to be in the Sunbury Motors studio. What great people. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right, time now for this day in sports history. Eastern Michigan, by the way, in Old Dominion now 17-17 in the fourth quarter. I saw Eastern Michigan actually play a game, you know, part of a game this year against Wyoming. So I've seen them play. And I was actually impressed. The best-looking Eastern Michigan team I've seen in years, and I've seen them play like four or five times against Penn State before. They all were lousy. Well, not this one. All right, this day in sports history. Tony DeFazio, next half hour, by the way. Then my brother, final half hour. 1951. The NFL championship game was televised nationally for the first time. The Rams beat the Cleveland Browns 24-17. The Dumont Network paid $75,000 for the rights to the game. Now, what's interesting about that is, remember, the Rams beat the Cleveland Browns 24-17. Where did the Rams move from? They were the Cleveland Rams before they moved to Los Angeles. 1972. On Jack Ham's birthday, the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Oakland Raiders 13-7. On the immaculate reception, Franco Harris catching a deflected pass and running it in for the winning touchdown. We'll talk about that in a moment. 1991, Steelers coach Chuck Knoll retired after 23 seasons, winning four Super Bowls along the way. 1995, Tonya Harding and Mike Smith were married. I don't think there's any further comment needed. The immaculate reception. Here's what's interesting about the immaculate reception. Under today's rules, that play is no big deal. But in 1972, the rules were different. And I'll give you an example. In Super Bowl V, Johnny Unitas completed a 75-yard touchdown pass to John Mackey. But if you're watching the game, Unitas threw the ball over the middle, and I think he was actually trying to get the ball to John Mackey. But Eddie Hinton ran underneath the route, jumped up, and he deflected the ball. Well, Eddie Hinton played for the Colts. And the ball then went into the hands of Mackey, who then ran it the rest of the way for a touchdown. Well, the key is that Mel Renfro was in between Eddie Hinton and Mackey, and Renfro got literally a finger on the ball. And because he did, the play was allowed to stand. And it was a 75-yard touchdown pass from Johnny Unitas to John Mackey in Super Bowl V. If Renfro did not touch the ball, Mackey would have been an ineligible receiver. Now, under today's rules, you can deflect it all you want. Anybody can deflect it. It's just whomever catches it, catches it. But on the play by Franco Harris, the why, it's always been in dispute between Jack Tatum and Frenchie Fuqua was who touched the ball last. If Fuqua touched the ball last, under the rules of 1972... Franco Harris would be an ineligible receiver and could not run it in. But it was determined by the officials that Jack Tatum was actually the one that hit the ball, caught by Franco Harris and run in. Under today's rules, the only thing they would have looked at in that play would be, did the ball touch the ground when Franco caught it? That's the only thing they would have looked at, because it wouldn't have mattered under today's rules. And this rule, by the way, has been in place for years now, where they changed it on deflections as to if two offensive players hit it in a row. But in 72, that was the rule. That's why it was such an issue. As to who hit it last, under today's rules, it doesn't really matter. Today's rules, perfectly fine. No issue. But that was 44 years ago today. Sean was just a mere lad when that happened.
6 years old.
Jack was actually sitting on the back bench and did not see the play. Sitting on the back bench, didn't see the play, heard everybody in the place go nuts, got up to find out what was going on, and found out that Franco had scored. Amazing. Yeah, it's one of the great moments in the history of sports. Obviously, for Steeler fans it is, but just in sports in general, one of the great moments ever. Now you've got the Steelers playing the Ravens coming up on Sunday after the Eagles had their great win last night. Now it's Steeler time. And this is in a lot of ways, this is an all-for-the-marbles kind of game. Because if the Steelers don't win it, their path to the playoffs is not that smooth. If they do win it, they're home free. They're division champions. And the game is going to be at Heinz Field. There's no doubt Ben Roethlisberger plays better at Heinz Field. And the matchup between the two is just a great matchup.
I'm just going to be really looking close to Steelers' O-line versus their D-line. And his last few games, Le'Veon Bell, he's only been averaging somewhere around, I want to say, 67 yards a game.
Against the Ravens.
Yeah, against the Ravens, yeah.
But the Ravens have an outstanding run defense, Sean. They really do. And, I mean, that's why this, what makes this interesting and such a great matchup is when you look at the game, it's strength against strength. Which one wins? Okay? It's strength on strength. So is the Steelers' strength superior to the Ravens' strength, or the Ravens' ability to stop the run, is their strength superior to the Steelers' strength? Kind of a cool dynamic for 4:30 in the afternoon on NFL Network. Now, the game in Pittsburgh, I guess, is on WPXI Channel 11. They have to carry it over-the-air TV in the home market. So Steeler fans in Pittsburgh get to see it. But as I pointed out yesterday, every cable system has their own way of doing it. I assume Service Electric has NFL Network, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But Atlantic Broadband in Altoona, which is a major Steeler pocket, does not. So into the category of, wow, they're going to struggle seeing the game there. There are going to be a couple of outlets there that are going to open up, surprising, to show the game. I just don't like the dynamic of this. I don't like it.
Well, Neil Coulong brought up a really good point yesterday, football writer from the Steelers Wire from USA Today about, you understand that they want to try to get more eyeballs on the network and more subscriptions, but with it being a holiday, a huge holiday, everybody at home settled in, you think, why not just put it on national TV? Now, granted, there is a game on national TV on Sunday night, Chiefs-Broncos, but it's too bad it couldn't be flipped around.
Yeah, but no offense. This is the kind of thing, if you're going to do it on NFL Network only, all right, you put on Tennessee against Jacksonville. I'm sorry. This is a big game. I thought the whole deal was for the fans.
And there is another game on, exclusively on NFL Network, tomorrow night. You got Cincinnati-Houston tomorrow night.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, but Steelers-Ravens is going to cause more of an outcry.
No argument for me. No way.
I mean, no, but I'm saying, but nationally, though, I mean, you know what I think of Bill, you know, obviously. I mean, I've got NFL Network, so, doesn't matter to me, but I bring up several issues that don't matter to me because I think about the fans here. You know, I mean, giving them entertainment choices, I don't know. I'm not comfortable with this trying to force, we're going to force you to pick it up because we did something like this. I don't think it forces anybody to pick it up. I really don't. I don't think it has the effect that they think it does.
It leans more on the inconvenience side.
Yeah, it leans more on the irritating side. Like, great, I think, we're going to do something and we're just going to irritate the fans out there.
I just can't wait until kickoff on Sunday afternoon. I'll jump on Facebook just to see the reaction from people. I can't find the Steelers game.
Right.
And that only that happens the once or twice out of the year when a Steelers game ends up on Fox and not on CBS and
right,
you get some
right,
people out there
yeah.
who can't find the game.
Right. Well, this will be even worse because when they can't find the game and realize they'll never be able to find the game. Originally, I didn't have NFL Network on my cable. Then when they got it, I got the sports package. I mean, I know it's kind of odd that I would do that.
Why would Steve Jones get the sports package?
Yeah, there was no discussion or debate between my better half and myself. It's like, yeah, we have to have that at our place. Yeah, she knew. She knew.
No.
Plus, I probably would have whined like a baby if I wouldn't have got it.
And don't think the two, don't think your wife and I can't relate on that one. All right, great to have you with us here today. The phone line's open if you want to jump in, but 1-800-795-9565. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, next half hour. My brother in the final half hour. That's right, right before Christmas Eve, we're going to make him work. We're going to force him to work. It's just what we do. News Radio 10.
You'll get a kick out of this. So I get a text from your brother. Yeah. Because we called. You know, he was at work last week when we did the full hour of bull picks. He just wanted to double check with me. Text me back. He goes, "I'll be in my home studio this week."
One time I did the show and he came here for a game. And as you know, here in the home studio, I still have my son's old bed in the studio. And the reason I did was for weekends like this. I mean, I'm going to have here so many people, right?
Full boat.
So it's going to get used. That's the only reason I did it. I mean, because I could take and put a desk over there or something. I mean, I have a desk in here, right? I mean, this is a full operating office. Believe me, the way I've got it set up. But one time I did the show and he was laying there. Then he fell asleep. And I thought, well, that's not good. I'm trying to do a show here and I put my own brother to sleep. I'm not doing as well as I thought. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Santa, all of these wish lists say they want a new Kia.
No worries, Jingle. It's the Holidays Hot Us sales event at Sunbury Motors Kia.
Wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
Sunbury Motors Kia can fill everyone's wish list with a new Kia. It's Kia's Holidays on Us sales event. Just listen to this gift from Sunbury Motors Kia. No payments until May.
You heard right, May.
Plus 0% financing for up to 66 months on all 2017 Fortes and Serenos. And all remaining 2016 Optima and Optima Hybrids. Plus 2016 Optimas and Optima Hybrids also have $500 bonus cash. Remember, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So go ahead, overspend on presents for the family, because you'll still be able to get a brand new Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia.
The holidays are on us!
At Sunbury Motors Kia, on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Warranty is limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
The Suit Holiday Collection CD. Yeah, rad. Great to have you with us. One thing we did not talk about, I wanted to get into very quickly, was the acquisition by the Phillies of Clay Buchholz. And Buchholz, I think he has one more year to go in his contract. They gave up one prospect for him, a prospect, by the way, that I saw play last year at Williamsport. And we're talking about a guy that's in high A right now. And I think, does he have potential? Yeah, he's got a little more power for a second baseman, I think, than you would expect. He runs well. And I saw him play, a dozen games last year against State College. Or, in 2015, I saw him. What do the Phillies get in Buchholz? Phillies get in Buchholz kind of a mystery guy. And one of the reasons that the Phillies could give up a high A guy to get an established major league pitcher in Clay Buchholz is the Phillies agreed to pick up Buchholz's entire salary for the 2017 season. Thus, a lower level prospect in the chain in terms of what they gave up. Well, when you... Buchholz, when he is on, is really, really good and has one of the truly great curveballs I've ever seen when he's on. And when he mixes in his fastball when he's on, he's really, really good. But what's victimized him over the years is the one bad inning complex, where he'll have that one bad inning. And he's had some arm trouble, too, over the years. But he's had a couple of all-star years along the way where he was dominant. Thinking, what, 2013, the first half of the year, he was incredibly dominant. Then he got hurt. And he didn't get back into the rotation until late in the year. And then I think he pitched, I want to say he started game four of the 2013 World Series for the Red Sox. But and they've been trying to establish him as a number two starter in Boston. And, you know, I mean, here's a guy who came out of the gate, his second career start against the Orioles. He threw a no-hitter. When his curveball is on, he's got great stuff. I mean, and he has a 12-6 curveball. I mean, 12-6. That's when he's on. And then he mixes in a fastball about 93, 94. But he really doesn't have command of a third pitch. And there are times where that curveball, if you play it right, okay, will be out of the zone, and you lay off it, you're okay, and then he has to rely on his fastball, and when he has to rely exclusively on fastballs, then he's got problems. I think he's a guy that, with the Phillies, will be a 12-15 game winner. How about that? The prospect they gave up is, you know, is 3 years away from even thinking about the major leagues. I mean, 3 years, okay, from getting there. But let's see what Buchholz can do. Again, the Phillies give up a lower level prospect because they pick up the entire salary, which is that's all the Red Sox were looking for. They're looking for somebody to take him. And with the Red Sox already having David Price, signing Chris Sale, already having Rick Porcello, who's the Cy Young Award winner, Eduardo Rodriguez, Stephen Wright, who made the All-Star team, and they're also probably going to keep Drew Pomeranz, too, if they can. There's no room at the end for Buchholz. So they're hoping somebody would take him off their hands, and the Phillies took him off their hands. Well, I think with the Phillies, he can be a 12-15 game winner. And I think being in a new spot might energize him a little bit. A little less pressure in Philadelphia than in Boston because, I mean, the Red Sox are contending. I mean, every start is not going to be picked apart like it would be in Boston. I know you know that's hard to believe with the Philly media, but it would be greater in Boston because there's more pressure to win. And maybe he can give them a veteran presence that's been to the All-Star game, been to the playoffs, pitched in the World Series, that it wouldn't hurt that staff to have that kind of presence. So that's the Buchholz trade. I haven't really had a chance to talk about the Buchholz trade with so many things going on. Every time you turn around in college football, there's been something crazy happening that has warranted discussion. And the Shamokin Dam Orchestra shows up, which means I have to tell you with great pleasure that were brought to you today by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, water, soft drinks, wine coolers, soda. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is second to none. You know I love the barrels. You know I love the dills. Corey and his staff do a great job. You need help getting the cases to the car? They're right there. Store's really well laid out. That's Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.